This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is our broadcast week beginning on every Sunday, of course, you know, live syndication, robertscottbell.com. And my guest this hour, we barely got him a few weeks ago. I don't know, it's a month. It's going so fast. Everything's moving so fast. He was in between interviews in a car, gets out of the car, going into a building, up a back staircase, heading to his next interview. Who is it? It's Dr. Peter McCullough. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Peter.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be back, and we're at a tremendous meeting here in New Orleans, right on Bourbon Street. A lot of action. I got out this morning, and I saw the aftermath of Bourbon Street. Haven't seen it in a few years.
They hose it off every night, apparently. I haven't been here. You know, the last time I was here, the drinking age was 18. Just to look, you know how far back that goes, right? I was in college at the time. So it's crazy to be back, but it's good. This is the IAOMT conference, International Association Oral Medicine and Toxicology. This is a group I've interacted with for many years, Peter, and they've got integrity. They actually look at the science, and they're not swayed by pharma money. So, you know, when I ask questions like the AAPS group, which you're affiliated with, years ago I asked them, how is it that you're publishing about, you know, the dangers of name the drug or name the vaccine? And Huntoon was, at that point, the editor-in-chief of their journal. And he said, simple, we don't take any drug money. We don't take any pharma money. I'm like, amazing how science can happen when you're not swayed to not see something by the money that you got rolling in. So anyway, to your credit, Peter, you have been out there speaking truth in a time where it's kind of an Orwellian time, where truth is being twisted and made to be an illegal act, almost, speak what you're speaking. And you know it from within your circles of medicine, as well as you reach out through the media. Some friendly, more or not. When I see people here, they adore you. They can't wait to come take pictures with you. And I noticed your kind heart the moment we connected on our show, you know, remotely. So your ability to move through this, stand strong and still smile, have a great sense of humor and have love in your heart. That's the secret I want to know first.
You know, I can tell you, I just didn't see any other way. Now, listen, I've been a consultant to Big Pharma, chairman of study groups and data safety monitoring boards. I've worked with pharma my entire career. I'm not anti-pharma. I mean, I navigate conflict of interest disclosures like everyone else. You know, conflict of interest is when one has a financial stake in the outcome at hand that could adversely affect someone else. And in fact, that's not the case here at all. With COVID-19, we're simply trying to help people. The data that I showed today in the base slides on the pathophysiologic rationale for early ambulatory treatment of COVID-19 is the same base slides that I showed Joe Rogan on the Joe Rogan Experience on December 8th. All of them, you saw the presentation, every single study was cited. It was largely sticking to the randomized trials, which people in my circles accept as one of the highest standards to evaluate safety and efficacy. And you saw the blowback from Joe Rogan. When I went on December 8th to December 27th, there were 40 million views, four times the number he normally gets. And then immediately from Spotify and other celebrities, there was a blowback about, first, it was Joe Rogan was giving medical opinions, which he wasn't. Then there was some questioning of the science I presented. Then I said, listen, here's the slides. They're all curated. These were continuing medical education approved slides from another meeting. They got off of that. And then ultimately became a hunting of Joe Rogan. They said, well, we didn't like what he said on some prior interviews many years ago on things not related to COVID. And I can tell you what's going on now is a form of censorship, a form of discrediting. Do you know these fact checkers, everything from PolitiFact to Health Impact to Full Fact and these other organizations? Do you know what they're actually doing is they are going systematically, as I make an evidence-based statement, they go give an opinion-based statement with no support, and they claim it as a fact-checking exercise.
Yeah.
So the fact-checkers themselves are basically propagandists.
Yes.
And this has been recently exposed by Steve Kirsch and PolitiFact. It was very interesting. PolitiFact wanted to interview him, and they asked if it was okay if they recorded it. And you know what Steve Kirsch did? He recorded them as well. So at the very end, he said, listen, you recorded me, I recorded you, I'm going to go ahead and post this. The CEO of PolitiFact called him and said, please don't post this, please don't post this. Can you imagine the fact checkers themselves, in their own interview, didn't want to be exposed in public? I mean, this should tell you a lot.
Right. You know, Peter, as a physician, you know, recognize the desire to bring healing, to relieve suffering. And, of course, that was my journey as a young man, young boy, in fact. My uncle was a medical doctor, and I wanted to grow up to be a doctor. But when I realized, because I was chronically ill for the first 24 years of my life, I was like the canary in the coal mine of Generation X. All the things we see kids have almost all across the board today, in my generation, wasn't as common, right? So, yeah, this was a journey for me to wake up and say, hey, how do I get well? And my uncle, God bless him, God rest his soul, said, you know what? You don't really want to be a doctor. I said, Uncle Bob, what do you mean? Of course, this is all I want to do is help people. You don't understand what's happening. This is back in the early 80s. He said, the government is becoming so intrusive in our profession that there will be a time when you're in that doctoring realm, you won't be able to do anything that you're trained to do. He saw it so far. And I'd say, I don't understand what you're saying, Uncle Bob. Years later, when I was at Emory University, I recognized what he said because of all the treatments they gave me. When I pinpointed the doctor, I held him down almost. I said, fuck, I've been sick my whole life. I'm doing everything you guys have told me, drugs, surgery, shots. Will I ever be well? You know, they say, well, we don't even know why you're sick. And I thought, immediately, if I had to do that to other people, I couldn't. And so that was the spirit I think my uncle saw in me, but I didn't have another way. And it was prayers to God, petition to God for healing, that brought me 4 or 5 years later to meet a homeopathic doctor that emigrated to the United States for freedom to America and started a homeopathic lab. And I was like, what is homeopathy? And then I come to learn that it was entrenched, even at Emory University where I went, on the medical school curriculum up until 1949. And that when I went to Civil War museums as a kid to see all that, the medical field kits, I now look back and I'm like, those are homeopathic medicine kits. And it's like the entire history of medicine in America was erased and rewritten. Now, I'm not saying homeopathy is perfect for everything, but what I was saying is that I realized that we have been told half stories or half truths for a long time, not just in COVID era, that there's been a monopoly set up of control of our minds, and including the physician's mind. And I call them pharmaceutical horse blinders. And what I've seen in the last 2 years, the hostility that I felt sometimes from doctors, most of the doctors are my best friends I have, but now in the last 2 years, suddenly there's a collegiality. There's a common desire to say, you know what, I don't have all the answers. Let's talk. Let's share information. And I try to find the bright side, the silver lining somewhere in all of this, and I say, not everybody's waking up to this, but so many physicians now are looking, and we're all working together and meeting regularly and talking, naturopaths, homeopaths, herbalists, medical doctors, doctors of osteopathic medicine. And so I'm encouraged, even though I'm very saddened by all the needless loss of life, that this may be what it takes to have us all come together again for the benefit of the people in need.
You know, it's a very, very, actually strong sets of observations. From my vantage point, what I see here with the convergence of these different knowledge domains, and if you notice, when I got up to the lectern, the very first thing I told the audience is what I'm not an expert in. I'm not an expert in homeopathy, naturopathic medicine, or integrative medicine. But what we gain by integrating and talking and interchanging like we're doing today is we gain knowledge and we gain innovation.
Yes.
And look in the ivory tower right now for COVID-19. Where's the innovation? Where is the new discovery that's come from the marquee institutions, Mayo Clinic, Duke, Cleveland Clinic, UCLA, Emory? Where are the new insights, the new management protocols in COVID-19? Nothing.
Yeah. I see it coming from what you've published and, again, meeting with these physicians, referring to those base protocols, and then they're a leaping off point of, like, suddenly there's an openness to discuss. And, of course, what did it do? It integrated supplements, minerals, things that, you know, are part and parcel to life itself that were almost a verboten kind of thing when you're talking, how do the allopaths make money if we're talking vitamins, minerals? But the thing is, we've got to integrate all of it. And the point is...
And also observation. Yeah. So ahead of me today was Dr. David Brownstein from Michigan. And he said something very important. And it's too bad we didn't get a chance to amplify it right then and there. But we will later on in the symposium. Is he realized early on in COVID-19 the dangers of hyperglycemia and glucose intake.
Mm-hmm.
And Yvette Lozano in Dallas, who is one of the real heroes in early treatment, heroines in early treatment in Dallas, made that observation early. She said, Dr. McCullough, I was meeting with her. She goes, if patients take sugary foods in the setting of acute COVID-19 or have high blood sugar or high hemoglobin A1C, they get in trouble and they have bad outcomes. I reviewed the literature on this. And Yvette Lozano and David Brownstein have been proven to be right. There are dozens of papers showing this relationship. In COVID-19, the last thing we want people to do is to drink sugary drinks or drink. It's basically, you can almost explain to patients that you're feeding the virus
right.
with sugar.
It's immunosuppressive, and of course, it feeds the enemy, so to speak. And when I was younger, part of my problem, I was severely hypoglycemic. I couldn't go like an hour or two between meals. I would always have to. And yesterday, just as an example, and I lectured yesterday on copper and silver and regeneration. I got up in the morning, feeling pretty good. I was like, I'm going to go out for a run. Ran for a couple of 2.5 miles and came in and worked out. Decided on Fridays, normally I'm home, I fast. It's, for me, it's a spiritual and physical discipline. I couldn't fast a couple hours years ago, right? So I'm like, well, this is pretty good. Going through the day here, interacting, doing some live radio, just drinking some tea through the day, keeping hydrated. And I did my lecture. The whole day, I'm like, remembering back to my history, thinking this is impossible if I know how I came from a certain ailment or illness scenario, manifesting good health because I learned and I applied things not that I only knew, but that I talked with colleagues. That's the point of innovation, creativity, imagination, and real healing. When we come back from this break, Dr. Peter McCullough and I will continue this awesome discussion. Love this man. He's got a heart of gold. First time meeting him in person, and if you ever get to, you'll definitely want your picture with him. He's like a supermodel. It's so funny. We'll be right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it with Dr. Peter McCullough on the Robert Scott Bell Show, having a great discussion here. And I just a follow up to my journey to health and healing. And it's like everybody's, I think, writing a story about their own lives, about how they got well. You mentioned the hypoglycemia, hyperglycemia scenario. And I was utilizing homeopathic remedies like Lycopodium and Iris. Right? Iris is a beautiful plant. My wife's favorite flower turns out to be a good remedy for hypoglycemia and hyperglycemia. And then realized it was a gross deficiency of one of the minerals known as chromium. And in the right form coming in through food, that I was reversing type 2 diabetes in patients consistently. Over time, replenishing a mineral that was just refined out of the food supply completely, right? That's the sugar, refined sugar scenario. And I found it interesting, too, because I think God is pretty awesome. And creation is pretty amazing. And it's like, what is the food that has the highest quantity of chromium in it on the planet? Turns out to be the sugar cane. I was like, I wonder, why did God do that? Because when we're processing sugar, right, any kind of intake, carbohydrate, the need for offloading sugar, it's not about carrying insulin, it's like the semi-tractor trailer truck, but when it goes to the dock and there are no dock workers, that's like having no chromium. And then they would say, well, that's insulin resistance. I'm like, are the dock workers resisting insulin or they're just not there? And then we put the chromium back in, suddenly the completion of the cycle. And that's, I don't mean to oversimplify it, just clinically seeing that. And so time and time again, I look for what is deficient in these patients that are suffering while others are not. And again, this is the fascinating journey as we're talking more about the doctors coming together and we're all chatting and we're all fascinated by what's happening here and genuinely engaged like we're back in school and loving the learning as opposed to being, oh my gosh, what do I got to do now? How many patients are going to die and stuff? So I'm just genuinely excited to hang out with you for the moment just because I see that in you, the ability to learn at any age, at any stage of our life. That's what keeps me young. And I'm so inspired that we have an opportunity to help people like never before because of what has happened. maybe not to us, but for us, even though I would say there's a lot of nefarious schemes. There's a lot of people that I'd say, I don't want to hang out with those people, right? But at the same time, there's a play going on that's ultimately, I believe, designed to help us. Does that make sense?
It's true. You know, in many ways, we have new sets of friends. We had a long period of time. We're away from one another. We have new sets of friends. It's very dynamic. It's not along traditional lines. It's not just MDs or DOs. We have all different types of people contributing. And with such a giant public health problem, like COVID-19 resulting in hospitalization and death, on my podcast, America Out Loud Talk Radio, the McCullough Report, I interview people all over the world from all walks of life. And you made me think of someone who I interviewed in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And she goes by the name Nurse Rona. Nurse Rona. And that's her kind of pseudonym. She herself has prevented dozens, if not hundreds of hospitalizations. You know how she does it? She goes in her car on her own free will and helps seniors navigate through COVID-19 using basic methods to help them get through the illness. And I have to tell you, she's not a doctor. She's just using common sense approaches. I think so much of the misery on this was our high-risk seniors. We're terrified of getting the diagnosis of COVID-19. They're isolated at home, and everything from nutrition, supplements, hydration, hygiene, nasopharyngeal washes, and just all these things are unspoken, not presented, and certainly not marshaled forward or provided in some framework. And that's what she's doing.
Yeah.
And I can tell you what we've really had, I think, is a crisis of compassion.
Yes.
Where are the Nurse Ronas? We should have had them in every single circle in America. There shouldn't have been a single senior citizen who didn't get some attention paid. You know, I can tell you so many times I've had families in distress, and a family member will say, well, my mother, my grandmother has COVID-19, and we're all afraid to visit her.
Yeah.
And you know, from the original wild type all the way through Delta, I would say, listen, is anybody in the family recovered from COVID-19? Yeah, I am. I say, get in there and take care of her. And when I advised the Sri Lankan government on their huge Delta outbreak, they were running out of masks. I said, listen, set up your treatment centers, have your COVID-recovered people be the workers.
Yeah.
And we relied on natural immunity. Now with Omicron, Omicron's broken through natural immunity, but in a paper from Qatar, New England Journal of Medicine, in the last few weeks, they have demonstrated natural immunity is still 60% protective even against an Omicron secondary infection.
Yeah.
And the Omicron infection characteristically is very mild. It is like a few hours or a day or so of a viral malaise, and that's it.
Yeah. Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show live from the IAOMT conference in New Orleans, Louisiana. We have Dr. Peter McCullough for just a little bit longer, but it's an amazing, amazing journey we're on, and I'm loving that we're traveling it together at this time. I feel honored, and we were made for a time such as this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
According to Ukraine officials, a ceasefire was broken by Russian forces. It's the second day in a row that attempts to evacuate civilians from battle zones was foiled. Several outlets are reporting that civilians have been killed in the evacuation attempts. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in a national speech, urged his people to continue to resist. The global death rate from COVID-19 is about to cross 6 million mortalities. According to Johns Hopkins University, The toll was at more than 5.9 million as of Sunday morning. Here in the U.S., the death rate is nearing 1 million. Six people, including children, were killed Saturday afternoon by a tornado that swept through central Iowa. Emergency officials in Madison County say four others were injured when the twister touched down in an area southwest of Des Moines. This is USA Radio News. Pain at the pump.
Gas prices across the United States are now averaging $4.01 a gallon. AAA saying the national average for a gallon of regular rose to $3.92 on Saturday, up from $3.84 on Friday. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells MSNBC you're also going to start seeing the prices of everyday items rise as well.
Anything that touches a truck, commerce, deliveries, groceries, lumber, going to the store, anything that is being shipped via semi-truck is eventually going to get hit.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Organizers of the People's Convoy say they plan to drive around the Capitol Beltway, which encircles Washington, twice before returning to Hagerstown, Maryland, where they spent the weekend. It intends to repeat the action each day until their demands are met. They want the national COVID emergency declaration lifted and congressional hearings into the government's response to the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it. I still don't know. I'm in New Orleans, and I've got Dr. Peter McCullough here on the radio with us today, and it's just an extraordinary event. You can hear all the sounds. People are really buzzing. They had Peter speaking earlier, and it was a phenomenal packed room, and everybody wanted the picture with you, which is so funny. I've actually got genuine supermodel friends, and they're like, they're not getting as many pictures as you are.
You know, it's so funny. I just was one of the stage presenters at the CPAC meeting last week in Orlando. And it's interesting. I am a centrist. I tend to be center to left politically. And to be invited on the center stage just an hour or two before former President Trump and to be in CPAC and to see the buzz with the media, a couple of the senators came up to me and they said, what is it? The doctors, and I wasn't alone. There were other doctors there. Yep. The doctors had all the attention from the media at CPAC. There was a buzz. Yep. They wanted to know what's going on with COVID. How are we treating it? Mm-hmm. What's the path forward? And it was so interesting. And people have always said, keep medicine and politics separate. You know what I'm starting to think, Robert Scott? I think maybe we shouldn't keep them separate. Maybe we actually, you know, that's one of the problems, is we didn't have enough doctors in close advisory relationships to our politicians.
I think so, and I think also, I mentioned this to broaden that statement, because I know what the spirit is, what you're bringing with it, is that we're never invited, homeopaths, naturopaths, chiropractors, it's only like the medical kind of context of they're the only ones that are the gatekeepers, and we know that limits knowledge, it limits innovation, as we talked about here. When we're all talking together, we all benefit ultimately. It doesn't mean everybody's got, oh, this guy's got the right every time. It's about the collegiality, the information exchange, and the sharing of clinical outcomes that makes all the difference in the world. And of course, having a club like George Carlin used to talk about, it's a secret club and you're not in it, right? Welcome everybody in it and say, you know what, everybody's got a voice. Doesn't mean everybody's right, but it means we're going to exchange the ideas that allow us to think critically and also be open to that moment of spirit just kind of snuck in. The most unassuming, like, who was the woman you were just talking about out of Atlanta, that becomes that opening for compassion over isolation, for instance, which seems to be obvious, but it takes that heart-opening experience in sharing these stories with one another.
Particularly when, in the setting of an outcome of hospitalization, what drives a hospitalization in COVID is panic.
Yeah.
And so anything that can reduce the panic can help reduce that outcome, and we can manage it at home. What I have seen in COVID-19, because it's such a new illness, it's so important, and it's so all-encompassing, and it's so long. You know, COVID-19 is a month for a senior citizen.
Right.
Several months of recovery. That invariably, there is a catabolic strain. There is a nutritional strain. There is a strain of every cellular-based system that relies on macro and micronutrients and elements. That COVID-19, out of all the illnesses, is one that calls for naturopathic, homeopathic, integrative medicine, holistic medicine. Think about that. Think about just what I said.
Yeah.
Panic, nutritional stain, catabolic strain, what have you. It's just, it's extraordinary. So you're right, it's brought us together, and in this display room, it's absolutely buzzing. Anything from innovation on how to purify the air to probiotic enzymes. You know, the GI tract is involved in COVID-19.
Yeah.
I've published on that with Kevin Lowe. People who have prominent GI symptoms have higher mortality. Anything down to other forms of immune support.
Yes.
And boy, have we learned from this. And I agree with your comments that COVID-19 brought us together. We're not afraid of the virus. We're meeting here. We're not on Zoom.
Yep.
So we're interacting. We're having a lot of sidebars. And the field is advancing.
You know what? I talk about hug deficiency disease. HDD, that was a big part of the last 2 years. And I was like, any conference that I spoke at, which a number of them we did, the ones that were not afraid, we got together in person. And I would go up on stage like, if anybody's up for it, I'm hug deficient. Let's go, right? Because it's so healing, right? Touch and interaction and love and the spirit flowing together. And just the spirit that is, it's the body, mind, and the spirit, right? If we look only at the body or only at the mind, it's like not the whole aspect of creation that makes it all go together, and healing is a part of all of that.
Well, let me ask you a question. We posed this question in a private doctor's meeting recently in Wichita, Kansas. You know, I've been leading national public symposiums where we have a meeting for lawmakers, doctors, and then big public program. I just gave one in Pennsylvania. We actually had Senate testimony in the Pennsylvania State Capitol in Harrisburg, then moved on to Hershey, Pennsylvania, and through the Alliance for Liberty PSU Union, we had a large public program. And it usually involves presentations by doctors, clinical scientists, and lawyers, public citizens, etc. One of the things we said in the Wichita program, we had a private meeting, and we said, of all the doctors in the room who were treating COVID-19, what common characteristics do we have? The answers bubbled up. Number one, we were never personally afraid of the virus. We thought we were going to get it, but we weren't personally afraid. Number two, we always knew this syndrome was treatable, that we could do something to reduce this proclivity for hospitalization and death. And number three, we knew from the very beginning the vaccine program was going to be a big gamble. Would you say you fall into those three categories?
Absolutely. I mean, right there, and then we didn't have a fear. Our family, my wife and two kids, we had symptoms late 2020, almost into December. and we managed them the way I do, homeopathically, herbally, you know, hydration, all the basics. And it was pretty mild, although we lost the sense of taste and smell, all of us, so we knew that there was similarity. But we got through it, and I felt, of course, my background in natural medicine is, of course, natural immunity is superior, at least equal, but superior, I believe, to anything artificially induced. And so we continue to try to share the message. Of course, I broadcast right through the entire thing, right? And we, you know, look, I don't say I'm a thorn in the side of doctors because, as I said, I thought initially when I started my show in 1999 that doctors would hate me. And I found out they were secretly listening to me and telling their patients to listen to me because they couldn't say what I said, right? They wanted to be able to say that, but they knew the risk to their own profession and license was on the line. So I had compassion for them, but it was what my uncle warned me about again. I saw this theme through my life, and here we are, for me, 23 years later in broadcasting, finding it's sort of come full circle where more and more physicians woken up to what my uncle warned me about so that we could be the healers that we signed on to be. Things that I've learned, of course, over the years, I've lectured at medical conferences, even naturopathic schools on the silver and now the copper. And I found, interestingly enough, almost every manifestation of COVID symptomatically matches up to copper deficiency. Now, when I say that, I don't mean that, oh, it's 100% a copper issue, but interesting, like long COVID, we talk about mitochondrial function, energy production, and we realize that in the absence of copper, bioavailable copper, even the magnesium is not enough to produce the ATP at the mitochondrial level. What have we been doing the past 2 years that's unusual, even from the physician community? Zinc and vitamin C has been promoted by almost everybody. Both of those things reduce bioavailable copper in the body. And very little was discussed about, hey, do we need to be shoring up our copper stores because the various cuproenzyme pathways that might be corrupted? And that includes the microvasculature. It's copper and selenium, protecting the microvasculature. And so without copper, selenium is important, and I believe it is, but maybe not enough. So a lot of these things come back to these base mineral presence or absence, what we're doing that may be positive in one realm and then a little out of balance in another, and then we become vulnerable for a different reason. That's kind of like I get to do that because I get to read, think, and broadcast on this stuff and then occasionally lecture. So, again, this was excites me is that we get to talk about these things and go, oh, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Oh, I hadn't thought about that. And we're gaining so much knowledge that we have kind of lost by shutting each other out and not having these discussions.
Well, I think we're developing a lot of mutual respect for the disciplines. You know, the discipline that you're in is vast. The literature is vast. Every time I've looked at copper or selenium or any type of micronutrient metal, I am overwhelmed with the vastness of the literature. And it's just impossible for any physician to completely master all of this. And so, you know, I'm a doctor where I have additional certification in ultrasonic interpretation of cardiovascular images and clinical lipidology. Mm-hmm. And so my range can be exhausted. None of us are perfect. And so yes. When someone comes up to me and they say, well, do you know about this silver? Whatever. Yeah. Someone came up to me yesterday. I said, you know, you're just beyond my scope and range. I think we all need to be good in our space. And the main thing is to collaborate. So many of my patients actually do see naturopathic or holistic doctors, and they have different areas of expertise. And I think the nutraceuticals and supplements in so many ways complement the prescription medication.
Yeah. Again, there's a way to integrate them. If we don't need to use the synthetics, I prefer that, but I recognize there are triage situations that life and death, you know, talking about the use, for instance, of prednisone or methylprednisone to suppress inflammation. My lecture yesterday was at least partly on the massive systemic cytokine storms associated with ADE, for instance. And I thought, okay, I recognize the life and death interventions, but what if, again, copper, which manages cytokine storms systemically, if we can bring that into the body in a bioavailable, bioactive, safe form, could we reduce our reliance to need to go to something as severe as that? And again, I just posited that as a thought for people to consider and then see clinically what would happen there so that we have, I believe, modern medicine as that last resort because it's wartime medicine when it was really emerging is like, let's keep these battlefield soldiers with bullet wounds alive and then get them back out there. And that's not appropriate for chronic diseases, I don't think, necessarily, but we're dealing with acute within chronicity in COVID, right? So it's like that, how do we manage both worlds but by coming together again? The theme of our discussion today clearly is how we can come together and work together and how we don't look at each other in ways that say, oh, well, that's competition to me. It's like, you know what? That's a Rockefeller thing. He said competition was a sin. I find that it brings out the best in people and the innovations that happen, and we all tend to benefit, but not in a monopoly. A monopoly doesn't want competition. It wants a total control over everything.
Well, let me tell you, in COVID-19, there is no competition. The whole country is, you know, the CDC estimated in October we had 146 million Americans that have had COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Believe me. At that level, we need all hands on deck. There's no competition.
So, as we wrap up the interview today, how can people find you? What's the best way you want them to plug into what you're doing?
You can follow me on America Out Loud Talk Radio, the McCullough Report. My report comes out on Saturdays and Sundays with an encore and then hits the iHeart, Apple iPod podcasting networks on Tuesday. Also, go to Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, P_McCulloughMD.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a consistent P_McCulloughMD throughout all the social media platforms. I'm up and alive on these platforms, and I have a very high-quality feed summarizing the major advances in the literature. And then for help, people on the physician side, healthcare provider side, go to the Association of American Physician Surgeons for lists of treating doctors, treatment guides, CME videos, etc. For the patient advocacy side, go to the Truth for Health Foundation, truthforhealth.org. I am a voluntary chief medical advisor for that organization.
God bless you, Peter McCullough. Love you. You're open door policy anytime you want to get on the show and have anything to share. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
All right, come on over to robertscottbell.com. All the links are up in the show notes. Thank you, Peter.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, another great episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show. First hour is still going here, and Peter McCullough, he's a sensation. He's just a kind man. You know, he's a good-hearted man. I really enjoyed his company. And, yeah, some of you may go, well, but he still believes in the virus theory. And it's like, you know what? This is not about that. This is about coming together, working together, and eventually, I believe, the physician community will inevitably have to come to the conclusion that viruses are not the cause of disease, and or their problems with the isolation, all that. That's fine. I'm cool with that. We know that. But this show is not about just about being, oh, I'm right and you're wrong. This is about how we come together, work together, and overcome a lot of challenges and obstacles. And they want us fighting each other rather than coming together and working together. And you got to understand that. That's one of the oldest ploys in the book in the Hegelian dialectic. You find out, oh my gosh, they're starting to come together. They agree on certain things. Hey, find out what they disagree on and push those buttons. And like, I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe trick again. Okay, y'all? Look, we're all over the map and discussing, many things, including the most controversial of things in medicine. So we're okay with that. But Peter's a good guy. Like him a lot. Now, so don't tell me controlled opposition. Super Don will slap your face, and you'll like it. No, okay. Super Don's not here to protect himself.
Yes, anyway, I am. I heard that.
Oh,
I heard
there
that.
He is. Oh, he heard me. Oh, no. You know what I'm saying, though, Super D? I can hear some going, I can't believe you were nice to him. He believes in it. I'm like, you know what? Dude, that's not what this is about. And yeah, we have, there's always going to be something you can find that's a difference of opinion or belief or a fact or a truth. And I'm like, Super D, I know we're a talk radio and we're supposed to be controversial, but I don't know that it serves anything but clickbait. Oh, they got into a fight. It's like, no, that's not what I want to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just like you wouldn't want to let people to know that, you know, you sat down and had a beer with Anthony Fauci yesterday, right?
No, I did not.
I see.
You're funny. Now you had to go there, didn't you? Of course.
Well, no, you're right, though. You're right, though. You know, with most people, you'll agree on 99%. Of things, you know, but it's that 1% sometimes it's just too much for some people, right?
Yeah, and you hear the focal point of what I interacted with Peter McCullough and others like that is what do we have in common, or the fact that by working together we're all getting more awesome and better at everything. And that's where there was a spirit of agreement. It's like, you know, not everybody in these meetings is going to agree with one another. When I go to my medical freedom meetings, medical meetings, it doesn't mean everybody agrees, but there's an open spirit of cordiality and camaraderie that was lacking before COVID among the various holistic and non-holistic, medical and non-medical healing professions, arts and sciences. So, again, I'm overall encouraged. Now, I'm also encouraged Peter McCullough is going to be back next week in Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks to Drs. Terry and Stu Warner, Del Bigtree scheduled, Judy Mikovits is scheduled, I'll be there, Brian Hooker will be there, Neil Miller will be there, Stephanie Lucretio, Lee Allen Baker. I mean, it's going to be an amazing, and we're going to be here, I'm sorry, we're going to be there with Sovereign Silver and Sovereign Copper and Argentin 23. Sherry Neal's going to be there with Jonathan from ChooseToBeHealthy.com. They're going to have all our 100% whole food supplements, the missing link and everything that you get. So it's going to be a great reunion, and that's coming up March 11th, 12th, and 13th in Nashville, Tennessee. There's also the COVID Secrets online webinar that starts on the 15th, but you could sign up now. Links are up in the show notes as well as in the upcoming events tab of the Robert Scott Bell webpage, robertscottbell.com. We got a 2-day live conference coming up April 22nd and 23rd, the Be Healthy Utah Conference. It's in Sandy. It's basically a suburb of Salt Lake. And that's April 22nd and 23rd. I'll be speaking there. Then the biggie, I say it this way because it's a big time when you get together with Batar, and that is the Advanced Medicine Conference, fourth annual one. We've been doing straight through COVID, and that's the Memorial Day weekend, May 28th, 29th, and 30th in San Antonio, Texas. And now we're confirmed also to come back to Atlanta. It's been years in the making, a big conference called Next Steps, June 3rd and 4th in Atlanta. We got ticket info. It's linked up. www.next-steps.info. Use the code RSB for $25 off any ticket. And I want to see you guys in Atlanta. And I'm going to have a great reunion with family. Mom's going to be there and everything. So that's coming up as well. Listen, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be with you all 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. We've got another hour of broadcast healing on radio to crank it up. And then 5 additional days of the week, Monday through Friday. Come on over to robertscottbell.com/listen. Sign up for email alerts. Become a patron supporter. Every month we do an AMA, and you can win lots of free goodies, including from my friends at Nutritional Frontiers, CBDNF.com, certified organic U.S. grown hemp CBD. Love you. Appreciate you. Power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.